The Bloomington Normal alt pop rock band Weplot makes a rare performance tomorrow night at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington. Collectively, the four have been part of many Central Illinois bands, including the Something Brothers, Skybeard, That Hope, and Electric Poobah, among others. Band members Dean Carlson and Tony Sanfilippo and James McManus say despite lead guitarist Arfish Morgan now living in Colorado, the band remains a unit, even if gigs are spaced months to years apart. The three living in Central Illinois stopped by WGLT to talk with John Norton about the inner workings of the band. Carlson recalls meeting his future bandmates.
I've known James since probably 1980 at a New Wave night over at Braden Auditorium. Tony, I met, and Fish from coming to Something Brothers shows.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, and also our bands would play together. I was in a band in Chicago, and we would sometimes come down here and play or play with them up in Chicago. And then I got an opportunity to move down here and work at a recording studio. And in the back of my mind, I said, ooh, Dean doesn't have a band right now. When I get to town, I'm starting a band with Dean.
And it worked.
Well, yeah. The last band I was in, Skybeard, after it disassembled, I had a backlog of about, 50, 60 songs that I go, well, something needs to happen. They don't need the rot on the shelf.
So you brought some CDs with you
mm-hmm.
that I'm just getting for the very first time. Instead of me picking a song, because I don't know what I'm choosing right now, can I ask, maybe James, I'm going to go to you.
I could pick Sunshine Factory.
Okay.
It's just an uplifting, wonderful tune.
I love that one.
Sunshine Factory.
Dean wrote all the lyrics and the main 5%
of
structure of the
else.
Songs.
Though he's really great because we can, the three of us, James and Fish and myself, can do almost anything we want to anything Dean brings in. He's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Let's try that. And we'll go down a few different avenues when the songs are new until we kind of find something that gels for the four of us.
So, Dean, you're the main songwriter for the band?
I guess I am.
He is the
songwriter.
He is the songwriter.
You're the songwriter. Okay.
This is Dean's vehicle.
We are the arrangers and the facilitators of Dean's music, of which we were all fans of before playing.
Except,
James played with Dean way back.
Diatribe, back in the
early 80s.
Oh, wow, I remember back. That band.
And That Hope,
yeah. I left music school to play in a rock and roll band with this guy.
And I learned how to drive listening to That Hope in my brother's Camaro, because he was an ISU student.
That's Tony and James. Dean, you brought up the Something Brothers. I always got the sense that you were kind of the off-kilter guy in the Something Brothers a little bit. Your sensibility was...
He was the interesting guy.
That's a good way of putting it. The interesting guy. And that seems to go with Weplot as well. You have a different way of looking at the world.
Yes. There's so much stuff that was on the radio that was just like, okay, it's another one of these songs. The way I kind of look at my songs is the difference between a film and a theatrical play. In a film, a director tells you where to look and what to concentrate on. Whereas if you're at a theater watching a play, you can kind of look wherever you want and take in whatever you want.
Dean, I want to have you pick the next song to play from one of these CDs. And I want to take your idea of what you're talking about with a theater, whether it's film or theater, because that seems to be part of your inspiration anyway, is you have that, you're a fan of Nino Rota? Or is that just a joke?
No, actually, I am a fan of Nino Rota.
Nino Rota is the famous film scorer right up there with, Ennio Morricone,
mm-hmm.
people like that. He wrote for The Godfather and just hundreds and hundreds of films.
Lots of Fellini.
So could you pick a song that has maybe some theatrical or film inspiration?
Sure, I could probably do that. I don't know what you guys think of Lower Heights or Advances in Fat Chances.
I was thinking actually Where's the Door? That's very kind of got a lot of textures and things happening.
Right. Although we're not playing it.
Yeah, true.
Or a real feel good song, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with that one. Real feel good song.
Favorites.
It's the biggest morsel of the year. Habitual, I feel. It's the same old coffee spill again. It happens.